submit questions to this conference line at republicmagazine.com/webinar. That's republicmagazine.com/webinar. You know, we sent out an email and there was a little bit of confusion in some people's minds because the subject line was, you may already be infected. Well, let's talk about that for a second, because the confusion, especially on the internet, is there's so many different viruses going around. There's so many different, you know, Trojan horse, you know, backdoor hacker programs that are causing havoc all over the internet. So we don't want people to be confused. This was not a concern about an internet virus, but this was in fact a concern about the swine flu virus. There's a lot of propaganda that's being put out by the mainstream media concerning this virus. But in my opinion, I really believe that it is more directed to the police state powers. I think that, you know, I've seen articles that have been delivered to me of people regarding these police state powers increasing because of the excuse of the swine flu virus. This is nothing new. We've seen it before. 9/11 caused an increase in police powers. Every time there is an opportunity to increase police powers, the government steps in and tries to take advantage of that. You know, who was it? I think even Rahm Emanuel said it recently. I saw a YouTube video of Rahm Emanuel stating that Rahm believed that the government should take advantage of opportunities. And that's exactly what we see. You know, Homeland Security is putting out documentation saying that you can be held for up to a year in prison. You could have hefty fines put against you if you should go against any vaccination plans or any quarantine plans. Australia already enacted those types of plans. So, you know, we have to take these threats to our freedom very, very seriously when we talk about these things. And, you know, do we have our guests? Are they with us?
Gary?
Yes.
It's George.
Hey, George. How you doing?
Hey.
I'm looking for April, and I'm looking for Andrew. April and Andrew. Right. Doesn't seem like they've appeared on the call yet. We'll give them a couple more minutes to join us.
We're here.
Oh, hey.
We just came on. Hi.
All right. April, great to have you. And is Dr. Molden with you?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you?
Hello, welcome to the call. You know, as I was talking about earlier, we just put out an email directing everyone to open up the email because you may already be infected. And the point of that message was not to scare people about an internet virus, but to tell people that, you know, they are potentially, you know, raising the red flag saying we need to have forced vaccinations. Homeland Security puts out documents saying these types of requests. Now, it's a serious matter when you have forced vaccinations, you have forced quarantine, especially when we say these vaccines, we know the vaccines have trace elements of all these different viruses. So they're going to be infecting people regardless. They're going to be infecting people all across the country if they do forced vaccination programs. And April, you're an expert when it comes to, you know, the research and holding people's feet to the fire regarding vaccines. And I'd like to get to know Dr. Andrew Molden a little bit more. This is our first time talking, but we want to open up the questions to our listeners today. And you can do that by going to republicmagazine.com/webinar. You can submit your questions there. Also, I want to just point out that we do have an issue that April contributed to. She wrote an excellent article on vaccines, and you need to get it. It's one of our greatest issues. I've got a lot of but just amazing and positive feedback from it. That's our issue 13 on the Big Pharma plague. You got to get it. You got to get stacks of it. It's how we can keep these types of calls going. It's how we can keep our website going. It's how we can keep our lights on. And we can't continue to do this if we do not have your support. We'll just have to close up shop, turn off the computers, and go work for the New World Order. And I don't think everybody wants to do that, and I'm not willing to do that. Working for Walmart is not on my list of things to do this week. But if we do not get the support from our members and from our listeners, then that is exactly what we're going to have to do. So anyway, aside from all that, April and Dr. Malden, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Let's just jump into some of these questions. And I put out some concerns about forced vaccinations. You guys are going across the country right now. You guys were just in, where were you at?
South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
And now you guys are on, is this a national tour, is this a regional tour, raising awareness for the vaccine issue?
Yes, anybody who will listen. we have three events up here this week. We did one last night in Sioux Falls. Monday night we're in Lincoln, Nebraska, and then we're in Omaha, Nebraska, Tuesday evening. And on the website we have a list of all the upcoming lectures all across the country, or the world for that matter. It's a very urgent
message. What again is the website so people can check it out?
VacInfo, V as in Victor, ACINFO.org. VacInfo.org, and just click on the lecture link, and I add the flyers as we book the events. But we have several people scheduling presentations, and this is an urgent message. So anyone that has the ability to get a crowd in front of us, the love of money is why all these people and babies are being injured. So we do not charge. This is all about, John the Baptist message, I call it, getting people aware of the truth with vaccines, because every single thing we're being told about them is not true. We're told you can't go to school without them. It's not true. We're told they eradicated diseases. That's not true either. Better sanitation and nutrition eradicated diseases. We're not told the ingredients, the toxic ingredients, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, antifreeze, animal viruses, monkey tissues. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And parents have the right to know for themselves and for their children.
Gary?
Yes,
I just want to
George.
Quickly give you a heads up. The guests are actually coming through very loud on the audio. So if they could maybe back off from the phone just a little bit, I just want to make sure there's no distortion for the recording coming back.
Okay. Thanks, George. April, could you give us a little bit of background on Dr. Andrew Malden? I did not have enough time to get into his website to look at some of the work that he's doing, but since you're there, you're working with him, can you maybe give us a little background, and we'll have the doctor talk about it as well.
Well, he's the newest researcher. I mean, the vaccines, there have been researchers, bringing out the basic problems with the mercury, the problems with the MMR vaccine, Dr. Martin's monkey virus, research. But what I've learned is those are all pieces, and Dr. Malden is putting all the pieces together and explaining how these vaccines are causing damage to everyone, to adults and children. And I'll let him, give you his credentials. He's amazing. I thank God for him. We've united recently. So instead of some crazy mother that's lost a child, he comes behind me and validates what I'm saying as an MD, PhD. He's been in neuroscience for over 20 years. He has the credentials literally to expose and to bring this, put this insanity to an end.
Doctor, welcome to the call. If you would tell us a little bit about some of your background.
Sure, certainly. Quite the eclectic background. I kind of got lost in academia over the years. I certainly didn't go into medicine or the neurosciences seeking to destroy the core foundations of the very field in which I was studying, but unfortunately that's what's turned out, not from any genuine desire or path that I was following, because that's where the science brought me to. And unfortunately, what we have now is absolute truth. But just to give you an idea of how I got there, I started off with a bachelor's degree in biological psychology, started in university in 1987, graduated valedictorian, straight-A student, went on to a master's degree in child development and language development in children, was 2 years in that program. My thesis was in neurocognitive development, establishing normative data on specialized tests to assess the brain and its functions as it develops from kindergarten up to grade 13. Was Ontario Graduate Scholar during that. The thesis there was recognized by an award by the Ontario Psychological Association, its best master's thesis contest in 1992. From there, I went on to a PhD in clinical experimental neuropsychology at the University of Ottawa. I was a Natural Sciences Engineering Research Council of Canada scholar while there. My PhD thesis was completed at the University of Toronto in functional brain imaging and cognitive neuroscience.
Let me ask you this. I mean, it's clear you've got some background. You can understand what's going on today. And I've heard, even in the news, that, and I want to talk about the swine flu for a moment because it is an important topic we need to hit because it's all over the place right now. And the reality is, though, that the regular flu infects more people nationwide, kills more people, I guess, worldwide. What makes this thing any different? I mean, it's just an exotic strain. It's something unseen before. It's spreading, and people are tracking it more regularly than the traditional flu. I mean, why is there so much, fear and propaganda surrounding this specific strain other than, you know, the traditional flu that we get every year?
So that's a great question, and unfortunately, although the media is hyping this up to the public at large, that question is kind of like the cart before the horse, because unless you understand the ramifications of the definitive data that we now have put forward, it's not data, scientific data, it's see for yourself. We've gone back and looked at all vaccines and their injuries and what they contribute to and what they cause in the body. We went back to the polio era of 1950s and the vaccines that came out from Jonas Salk and Albert Sabin. We went back and looked at congenital rubella syndrome before we had vaccines. And we went back and looked at many of these disorders and diseases that were infectious-wise were killing people in the past, including some people from the 1976 swine flu propaganda there as well, where many individuals died or developed Guillain-Barre syndrome and ascending paralysis from the lower part of the body. And here's the elixir that everyone is missing, that even the medical profession doesn't completely understand, is that when we were able to demonstrate, and we've done this now empirically replicable across all vaccines, we're talking from anthrax to measles, mumps, rubella, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, influenza, hep A, hep B, they all are causing in the individual, irrespective of the end diagnosis that comes out, all individuals, whether it's autistic, sudden death, shaken baby, Gardasil adversity, Gulf War syndrome, or polio, even before we put vaccines into the individuals, they're all showing the same ischemic, and ischemia is a medical word for impaired blood flow, neurological damages within hours and days of vaccination, irrespective of what comes out. So that tells you very, very clearly that it is not the germs in and of themselves that are causing these pathological states or adverse reactions. It's something generic in the human body that's impairing blood flow. We've discovered what that is, and we do know what that is, and that's basically the crux of my work. And we do have solutions, but unfortunately, as the system is very self-protective, and you can call it what you will, banking elitists, you can call it New World Order, you can call it a bunch of individuals who've got a very bleak outlook on who should be running the countries and who we should be listening to, whether they have some population reduction strategy or not. The bottom line is that the entire medical model is very incorrect, and I can say that conclusively without batting an eye, because when you can show that all individuals, irrespective of the triggering event, and with vaccines and vaccinations, repeat vaccinations is one of the triggering events, there are others, that they all show the same damages caused by a singular physiological process in the body, then that tells you quite clearly it's not the germs that are causing disease. But we knew this back at the time of Louis Pasteur. Louis Pasteur's germ theory is one of the biggest medical scientific silliness ever perpetrated against mankind, because Louis Pasteur's contemporaries, Antoine Béchamp and Dr. Virchow, who developed the cellular theory of disease, saying, look, it's not the bugs causing disease, it's the body's response and the toxic environment in the body to these foreign things. Well, even Pasteur knew that his propositions, which all Western medicine follows, was a crock, because even on his deathbed he admitted that he was wrong, that his contemporary Béchamp was right. But unfortunately, the pharmaceutical magnates and industry grabbed on to Pasteur and promoted him like they did with people like Albert Sabin and people like Paul Offit contemporarily, because those models, which are not true, sell drugs, sell antibiotics, and sell vaccinations. And after the polio epidemic of 1950s, and where people were in iron lungs because they lost respiration, that's paralysis of the breathing, and they lost muscle control, paralysis of the muscles, and some of them were developing retinal hemorrhages, bleeding in the back of the eyes and bleeding into the brains, and so we went blind. Unfortunately, it was never the germ, it was never poliovirus that was causing this, because we now show the individuals who succumbed to polio, and we successfully eradicated polio according to the CDC with the polio vaccination. All these polio individuals during that time, and even those who survive to this day, have exactly the same quantifiable, hard, replicable, measurable neurological damages that we see after all vaccinations for all individuals. In Gulf War syndrome, the sudden death of shaken baby, ADHD, autism. So we've gone back and we developed imaging technologies that do this non-invasively. So we've now proven conclusively, even the most recent case that came through the omnibus autism test cases, Michelle Cedillo, where the vaccine injury court said, sorry, you failed to demonstrate how vaccinations caused autism in this child, therefore we turn you away and the 4,800 families behind you who are claiming vaccines caused autism in their children. We've now shown, well, Michelle Cedillo has the exact same neurological damages after vaccinations as everyone else does, including Gulf War vets, including those in the polio epidemic, including children who died of prenatal exposure to germ and measles before we put this virus weakened formulation into the body. So the bottom line is it was never really the bugs or germs that were causing disease. To get back to your question, why is this particular strain important? Because it's not the germ that's causing the disease and damages in the human body. It's a non-specific response of the human body to anything foreign put in it, whether it's heavy metals or additively heavy metals plus an infectious disease. It's the virulence of the bug. The more virulent the bug is, like polio was, or like bubonic plague was, or Spanish flu was, the more virulent that bug is, it means the greater the ability it has to stimulate a non-specific immune response. And these self-appointed arrogant medical leaders through the Institute of Medicine, Centers for Disease Control, Food and Drug Administration, Human Health Services Commission, Health Canada for us in Canada, well, they have all got this theory, said, because germs cause disease, we want to give you vaccinations, and we want to stimulate your non-specific immune response so you have an increased likelihood of developing antibodies to vaccination. Well, they are inadvertently, although they're weakening the germs down, they're inadvertently, by the design of the vaccinations, especially with aluminum, which is an immune accelerant, and squalene was used for the Gulf War vets, they're actually recapitulating the very physiological process by which all these bugs, from Spanish flu to bubonic plague to scarlet fever, and all these vaccines we're preventing with vaccines now, they're inadvertently recapitulating the very process in the body that actually is causing disease. And that's the non-specific immune response. So the way they've constituted these darn things is actually causing more harm than good. And that's why after the last swine flu storyline they put to society, I think there's only one case, people developed paralysis. Some people died. This is why we see paralysis after Gardasil. That's why we see the features in all these individuals after vaccination, including the autistic kids, their forms of paralysis. We never got rid of the problem. We basically took a forest fire that adversely affected 1% of the population, and most of us who were exposed to polio got through it no problem and survived. But we've taken a forest fire for the few and weakened it down and turned it into a brush fire for us all. And we've now shown conclusively that you don't even need to be directly vaccinated to be vaccine harmed, because we're finding that mothers who give birth to their children, now that we have the measurement system to go in there and look at these neurological damages we're causing, impaired blood flow, we find that women who give birth to children who are completely 100% neurotypical and A-OK neurologically, that after 2 days of breastfeeding, when the mother receives her postpartum vaccination, within 4 hours of the mother breastfeeding her infant, that infant shows the same exact neurological damages we saw after polio virus, we saw after all these vaccinations, and we see it across the board, it's the same damages. That says germ theory is incorrect. So this swine flu hoax is truly a hoax. They're not dealing with the problem. They're doing the same thing they did with the March of Dimes in 1950. They're going to take a chronic thing like polio that people saw people in wheelchairs and iron lungs, and, oh, my gosh, we ran to society and collect dimes from everybody to go create the very problem, the solution, which never addressed the problem. And, unfortunately, the system has become so capitalistically oriented that they were kind of like a bunch of kids with their hands in the cookie jar, and they got profit from the first three cookies, and there were no more cookies left. So we went from 8 vaccinations to this 40-plus scenario that we're in now, and it's just insanity because we are not directly dealing with the problem. We are actually causing problems for all, and this whole swine flu issue that we're experiencing right now is not addressing the problem. It's going to create more problems than not, and it's not just an immediate response. We've now found some of these children who, after we can now show within 12 hours of vaccination, they show these ischemic damages, and the parents never get the children vaccinated again, that this process instituted by the current composition of the vaccinations is additive, it's summative, it waxes and wanes from that point forward, and the damages can emerge in any end organ system. Your body is kind of like a car, but all medical specialties deal with, I'm the specialist for the steering, or the muffler, or the doors, or the carburetor. These are different branches of medicine, the stomach doctors, the gastrointestinal doctors, the blood doctors, the neurological doctors, and they all have their individual areas of specialty. But what happens in the body, because this is a generic adverse response to impaired blood flow, any organ system in the body can be damaged. It's kind of like dropping 10,000 rubber duckies in the mouth of the Mississippi River. Where those rubber duckies end up getting stuck downstream is random from individual to individual. And where they get stuck, they impair blood flow to those organs and they lead to impaired oxygenation. So you're destroying the roads to Rome, if you will, and you're also destroying the roads leaving Rome. So you can't bring nutrition and reparative supplies into the city, the area of tissue that's being damaged and blocked off, and you can't remove toxins from those areas as well. And one of the reasons why this is happening is by the nonspecific immune hyperstimulation that we're doing to everybody, which these vaccines have done. But they don't find any bugs or germs because it's not the germs causing the disease. So even in post-polio syndrome, individuals could have adversity several years to 80 years after the actual wild virus exposure, although they completely recovered. And during these adversities, kind of look like chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia or other autoimmune problems, that there was no germs ever seen here and sometimes no inflammation. And they couldn't figure out why these people are showing all these pain and disabilities and falling apart mentally, cognitively, and immunologically to their death sometimes without any germ. Well, this gets back to the same flawed model. If germs truly were causing disease, then none of us would be dying from peanut butter, because peanut butter is not a germ, and peanut butter can kill you if you're intolerant to it. Penicillin can kill you. That's not a germ. Asbestos will cause lung cancer. Asbestos is not a germ either. So quite clearly, with your own God-given rationality to think through this, it's not the germs causing the disease. It's something the body's doing in response to stimulation, and the more powerful that stimulant is, the more adversity you will experience, because the adversity, what we call disease in contemporary society, is nothing more than the magnitude of the body's response to foreign things put in it. And as we've learned now with our research conclusively, that these vaccinations, in terms of the concoctions and what they're doing to the human body to impair blood flow, to impair the body's blood's ability to carry foreign things in it, including heavy metals, as well as the diseases that are emerging, that it's all a common mechanism. Disease is called impaired blood flow. In colloidal chemistry, it's called flocculation. It's the reason why we put aluminum in all the water treatment plants across North America, because aluminum causes things to flocculate, come together, clump together. Aluminum has a +3 charge. And things that have a +3 charge take things that are usually held apart, like red blood cells in the blood, and makes them stick together, kind of like rubbing a balloon against your head, and 4 or 5 of them stick together afterwards, electrostatic charge. When you drop the charge in the blood, then all of a sudden these red blood cells clump together, cannot get through pipes designed for single red blood cells at a time, dropping off oxygen. There's your first step to the disease. That's how these bugs are killing. That's how this H5N1 or all these bugs are going to kill. This is how Ebola causes people to hemorrhagically transform and bleed into their tissue. This is how these all these germs have been causing paralysis all these years. And autism is nothing more than a paralysis in terms of the end blood vessels in the body and brain that we can measure within hours of vaccination. And I'll say it again conclusively without batting an eye. It's the exact same damages for all vaccinations, and it was there before from the virulent infectious diseases. They're not directly dealing with the problem. But for them to admit this, unfortunately, it means they have to admit that they can't sell a one-size-fits-all pharmaceutical program to the world, and that doesn't serve pharmaceutical interests very well. They'd rather sell you things that profiteer and base that on fear. They've been doing this fear-mongering to us for too long. Their jig is up. They are caught. The evidence is there for everyone to see. It's only a matter of time now. And we have now on the Vaccine Injury Coalition website, we put up there our most recent case that we put forward to the vaccine injury courts, and we've got them nailed to the wall. But people who are to be held accountable for not only a corrupt system and a flawed medical model, fiscally, when you're talking about a $1 trillion industry, they're not too fast to go and say, look at this. But anyway, it is there for everybody. If you go to the backinfo.org website, you will find the case of Baby M versus the Human Health Services Commission. I just penned that report about April 30th, actually. And I have another report there since last October. So they knew since last October, and I tell you that they know. I was in court against Neil Halsey in a vaccine exemption case in Washington about 4.5 weeks ago. He saw my stuff as well, and he realizes, well, we actually asked him on stand, said, Dr. Halsey, did you ever assess these things? Did you ever measure the neurological system before and after vaccinations? Because you work for the CDC, you're at Johns Hopkins, and you've been saying these things have been safe for the last 30 years. And he said no. So if they do not measure the core measurements of adversity from a procedure they do medically, then how can they ever say they're safe? When we measure it, they know what we're measuring. It is using standard accepted neurological tools, clinical skills all physicians have. We've just increased the gain and the yardstick from which we can measure these things, and we find before no damages, afterwards damages, same damages for everybody. By analogy, if I take an x-ray of your arm and it's not broken, I hit it with a baseball bat and re-x-ray it, it's broken. I do it to 10,000 babies, 10,000 adults, 10,000 teens. I conclude baseball bats to arms of babies, teens, and adults breaks bones. We've achieved the exact same measurement with these vaccines. We show the individuals are neurologically intact. They get a vaccination. We bring them back within 24, 48 hours. They're neurologically broken. The vaccine,
Let me jump in here because, I mean, you're rapid firing this information, and it's great information, and I know that everybody that's listening is just soaking it up. But we've got so many questions that are coming in because of this topic is so hot. It's hard to keep up. And if anyone else wants to submit questions, go to republicmagazine.com/webinar. Please submit your question there. In the box, and also we need your support. We need you to get a stack of magazines and pass them out to your friends. Wake the people up about this issue. The health issue is so important. April Renee wrote on a whole article, a great article on vaccines that you have to get out to your friends and family, and you can get all that information right there, republicmagazine.com/webinar. Let's see, let's jump to a question here. This is probably a question for April here, and it's coming from Bob in Crosby. And Bob's asking, where can we find information to support not having to get vaccinations in our schools? They say we have to have them before kids can enroll.
Yeah, it's the biggest joke there is. I mean, there's exemptions in every state but West Virginia and Mississippi, and this is, you know, the reason I travel the world teaching people that, you know, you have exemptions. You have both medical and religious exemptions in all states. Many states also have what's called a philosophical exemption. I have two unvaccinated children, 12 and 8 years old, who are in the public school system with the religious exemption. And it doesn't matter what religion you are. What I tell people is if you believe we were created perfectly and the vaccines tamper with that perfection, you qualify for the religious exemption. We have Alan Phillips, who's an vaccine exemption attorney that we're now working with, and we'll have his information on the website soon. Dr. Molden and Alan put together an unbelievable authoritative guide to USA vaccine legal exemptions that we do have both in a booklet and an e-book. And anyway, the information's there. People just have to want to, you know, look into it and to make the choice on their own. And that's what we're all about, is providing all the facts, because I didn't have that right, Gary. You know, I was warned by chiropractors when I was pregnant with my daughter, Casey, and, of course, I had an immunologist, pediatrician that fear, you know, made me fear and say that she scared me, telling me she would die if I didn't vaccinate her. And that's what most people are confronted with, is the pediatrician, because they're misinformed. They're getting their information from the medical schools that are highly funded by the pharmaceutical companies who are making the money on the vaccines. And they don't know. I mean, I wish all of our audiences were pediatricians, because they're clueless. They're blinded to truth. And but there are exemptions, so just know you can do it on the website. I do have an exemption page that gives you the basics. My friend Ingrid Castle with Vaccine Liberation, she has a breakdown of every state and the laws in your state, vaclib.org. The truth
is, you bring up Ingrid for a moment. I just want to just give a plug out to her and the Idaho Observer for the great work that they do. Good friends of ours over there.
Yeah, she's wonderful, wonderful. And she's my soul sister. We've been working together for years, and we're going to win because truth prevails. And, you know, it's time for us to be the voice of these voiceless victims. Babies today, Gary, are getting, you know, 36 vaccines by the time they're 18 months of age if you let them.
Well, here you go. I got this fits nicely into the next question. Katie in, looks like Peoria, Illinois, is asking, what vaccines, if any, do you recommend for a child to get?
Breast milk. That's God's vaccine. After, of course, as long as you don't get a vaccine before you start nursing. There are, and so my experience, the death of my daughter and my obsessive researching, they're all poison. They all contain artificial diseases that have been attenuated through monkeys, jugular of horses, aborted fetal tissue, and then they add all these heavy metals, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum. There's been no study on not only what individual, you know, neurological agents cause, but then the combination of mercury with the aluminum, with the antifreeze. I mean, it's a joke. They're doing this toxic brew and injecting it into most babies within 3 hours of birth of the hepatitis B vaccine. These vaccines are poison. The information's out there. Underneath my merchandise link, I have the newest and the best research book there is to make you feel comfortable with your decision, because it's a lot of information. You don't want to be overwhelmed. So, you know, purchase material to help you feel confident with your choice. I tell people in my presentation, if you're uneducated, they will intimidate you. But if you're educated, you will intimidate them. Because, as I mentioned, the pharmaceutical companies prevent these medical doctors from knowing the truth about vaccines.
We got another question here. Let's see, how can I refuse vaccines for my children and then still, okay, we covered that one. Here's another question. This comes from Rosie in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and she's asking, do you think they will put the 1918 flu virus in the vaccines that they are working on? And I know that CDC and some of their satellite agencies had been working on these Frankenviruses, or Franken vaccines, I should say, concocting swine flu and bird flu and human flu. I mean, the documentation's all there, admittedly, on their own websites. But do you think that they're going to put these types of things out there into the actual vaccines themselves?
Absolutely. They already have. I think it was Todd Imberger. My husband covered this information really well. Dr. Truat came out with the whole timeline of how they actually created, and they dug up a dead body from the 1918 swine flu, Spanish flu, and they made a vaccine. And that's why they're doing the propaganda right now. My husband and I, when we watch CNN, it's like watching Saturday Night Live. It's a joke. They say that a farmer gave his pig swine flu. I mean, it's ridiculous. It really is. And we're trying to reach the misinformed, because anybody that just believes CNN, because, again, the heavy sponsors of the media is the pharmaceutical companies as well. So all you're going to get is propaganda or anything they allow you to get. Like, you know, go get a mercury-free vaccine. You know, the mercury's out of vaccines, which it's not, by the way, but anyway. Or go clean up the vaccines, green vaccines you'll hear about. But you'll never hear, well, hopefully one day you will, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that's what Dr. Andrew and I prove. We show in our presentation, not opinions, we show fact after fact after fact, and it's all a big lie. It really is. And, you know, 1 in 6 labeled autistic. 1 in 67 children, ADD, ADHD, diabetes, cholesterol, heart disease, and children and babies. My husband has a 2-year-old with a brain tumor, a 4-year-old with leukemia. Where is this coming from? And all you have to do is go to your local health department and say, I don't want to do it. It's against my religious belief, and my schools will let you, if you have an exemption. It's so simple to get an exemption. A lot of states, you just write a note, a philosophical exemption. This is all on the website. You'll get a lot of information off the vacinfo.org website, and then we're available for questions. And this is what Dr. Drew and I both, we live and die for. We live and breathe on proving that this is the biggest fraud ever been put on in humanity.
George, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm just approving some questions on the back end.
Can you take a question? Can you field this for just a minute?
I'm not sure where you're at, Gary. I've been actually working on these questions and some other things. So
I looked at this. This Ron in Irvine is asking: is there a way to energetically? Is there a way energetically to resolve the effects of vaccines?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Between Dr. Molden and my husband, Dr. Gary Tusky, a naturopath, drcelltox.com, drcelltox.com, who's a cellular disease specialist. You can cleanse the body. We have water now. We have the answers. So contact us, and we would definitely show you how to reverse and do a deep cellular cleanse and totally reverse all the disease labels. They're all labels. My husband has a CD, and he's finishing his book right now called What in the Cell is Going On. That explains it's 10,001 labels. That's all the same disease, cellular malfunction. The cells becoming toxic via all the contaminants in the vaccines. And Dr. Molden could tell you more about that.
Dr. Molden?
Yes. What am I telling him about?
10,001 labels.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, this is the stark reality of what we now see here. As I was saying earlier, I'll just say it in simplistic form. It does not matter what disease label comes out. The disease labels we're using in Western medicine, whether we're calling it chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Crohn's, colitis, irritable bowel, these neurological, immunological disorders, they are just labels which are collections of symptoms. But as we have now, and I say this again conclusively shown, is that all of these different labels are nothing more than manifestations of a common mechanism to injury in the body involving impaired blood flow. From multiple triggers. Repeat vaccination and the other things put in the vaccinations are the number one trigger today, although not the only one. So this is the problem. So when all these crazy diseases, which we don't know what causes them in Western medicine, have a common mechanism towards injury in physiology, then the solution to dealing with infectious diseases and disease in itself is to deal with that singular cause of disease rather than going out there and prophylactically injecting us all with individual bugs. There's 10 million things on planet Earth you can vaccinate yourself for. If a pharmaceutical company could convince governments to do that, they would. So that's not the approach. So the way to approach these diseases is how it's causing disease in the human body. And if you address the blood flow and you address the bioterrain around cells and you dampen down the nonspecific immune response to virulent things and chronic things put in the body, then you fix disease. You cure disease. But the laws, as you know, have been passed in our land, Canada, the United States, and other commonwealths, that if you cannot say these things, you cannot say cure, you cannot say prevent, you cannot say you're treating medicine unless the FDA approves it. It's becoming very draconian in Canada. We have bills being passed right now that basically will put us in jail on $5 million fines. You've got the H.R. 875 coming to the United States. That's Monsanto coming right behind everybody. They take away things naturally that would heal you and keep you healthy and mandate you have to get prescription drugs from physicians, and you have 51% of the United States population on a prescription drug at any given time, and Western-based medicine is the number one cause of death. We know that. It's peer-reviewed published. Well, there's a big problem. So going back to the natural means of healing and holding ourselves in health and wellness, that's the approach. And however, once you invent Band-Aids to fix a problem in health and wellness that the system does not want to agree on, then we're quacks because we can't come up with Band-Aid solutions to a system that does not want to believe that it's bleeding, doesn't even acknowledge bleeding existing, but it's hemorrhaging. So our goal as first step is to show the world and our country and fellow citizens that we are bleeding and we are hemorrhaging. And once they acknowledge that, then perhaps they'll ask us, well, how do we fix this? We have Band-Aids. But the Band-Aids can't become before the acknowledgement of the bloodshed, and these vaccines are the epitome of hemorrhaging us all.
And we don't take funding from the pharmaceutical companies. So they have no influence over us, and will not.
I got a question here from Donna in Michigan, and she's, you know, this has been brought up. You know, there's been some celebrity outreach, and people are familiar with the with Jenny McCarthy and Carrie. I forget his name. The comedian Jim Carrey. Excuse me. Yeah, Jim Carrey. About the vaccine work concerning autism. Now Donna's concerned. She wants to know about infant vaccinations. Can they cause autism?
They're absolutely causing autism. We have the researchers, Dr. Molden's the main one, There's been researcher after researcher proving the vaccine connection to autism. Yes.
I'll take it one step further than that, because once, like anything in medicine, surgical or other procedures that you do, unless you take a baseline of the individual before you do something to them, and then bring them back shortly thereafter and measure them again, you never know if you've caused more harm than good. Diagnostic labels like autism and learning disabilities, attention deficit disorder, and sudden infant death emerge several days or several months, even a couple years out from the actual initiating events. And so I can tell you conclusively, without batting an eye, in fact, we've even gone back with our technologies and demonstrated conclusively, it's all, this is what we're talking about, we're showing everybody, that's why each place April and I speak at, we end up standing ovation because people know, they now see and understand truth. We imaged, retrospectively, Evan McCarthy, Jenny McCarthy's son. He has the same neurological damages after vaccination, where he had seizures and developed autism, as the polio children did, wild virus, as rubella did, German measles, as all vaccines are doing to everybody, and we did even Jet Travolta, John Travolta's son. Now, he does not know this, and we show that even on the front page of the People magazine way back when Jet was in his protective arms of his father, and a front page magazine sitting beside John Travolta and Kelly Preston, that young boy at that time as well was showing exactly the same neurological damages we now see after Gulf War anthrax vaccines, influenza, Hep A, Hep B, and autism from vaccinations. The process is additive. It's cumulative. The adverse effects intermix with other things we're putting in the environment, including even the way we're treating our water in our tap waters across the United States and water flash mixing facilities. The bottom line is 99% of the time, 100% conclusively, these vaccines do this, because we even went back and imaged Michelle Cedillo, the recent omnibus test case saying that vaccines don't cause autism, and she shows the same thing, and we're using core measures and core knowledge in medicine. The only way for them now to say that this is not true is to throw away all their anatomy textbooks, throw all the way to clinical skills that all physicians have passed, because we're using their tools and to show this proof is there. Autism, acquired autism, is 99% of the time caused by vaccinations. However, you can have this problem from very virulent infectious diseases. But the common mechanism across both is the nonspecific immune system stimulation and instability of blood flow, called colloidal stability.
Wow. So much to talk about. These topics are so deep. You know, it's above my above my intellect, some of these things. I mean, you, amazing. But, you know, the fact is, the truth has to get out there. And, you know, Jason in Frederick, Maryland is asking, you know, in April, maybe you have some insight into this. Concerning the swine flu being engineered for the purpose of allowing the government to exercise police policies, and I mean, you've seen the increasing police state activities. I've seen them. What is your opinion on that?
I believe it's going to happen. I believe they're going to implement martial law. I'm not quite sure when, but I believe it's going to happen. And that's why, really, you know, the audiences are finally coming to us. I mean, Dr. Mulvin and I had over 200 people last night, almost 200 people in Canada, to wake up people in truth so that they can fight it. I mean, if we all stand up for our rights and say no thank you and go up against them, they'll realize they can't get away with it. But they're going to try.
And let me add to that. I recognize wholeheartedly what we're up against here, and the emerging police state is happening. They're changing the laws in silent, incremental form. These are extensions of the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the North American Free Trade Agreement, the Codex Alimentarius, which is coming. Our countries are being slowly eroded away in sovereignty and control by the citizenry to an elect, self-appointed elitist group that sees their own way by which the world should be run in some sort of ancient Babylonian empire. Recognizing this process...
Well, Dr. Mulden, you definitely are hitting the nail on the head there. Definitely, keep going.
Well, so we know who they are. There's no beating around the bush here. We know who these individuals are and their groups, and this is not a new ideation in society that these individuals and groups have been trying this for centuries and millennia. And they call the New World Order. It may be a New World Disorder, but from my perspective, recognizing this is going on and just dealing with the banking as well as the health I realize it's no longer a medical or banking mystery here. It's a social-political mystery, and the social-political system is sick. So last fall, as I was walking away from Western medicine, I ran for leadership of a federal political party in Canada called the Canadian Action Party, and I was elected to its leader. And I'm leading our country in the same way you need to lead yours, because as citizens in both our countries, we're being taken up, usurped by these groups who see us as one unified North American Union. All our forefathers and soldiers who've lost their lives in history gone by to provide us with our own sovereignty, their lives are meaningless now for these individuals, and our democratically elected officials are 100% complicit in with this whole process going on. And in Canada, it's over our dead bodies. And the Canadian Action Party in Canada, we will stop this, and we'll show all these G20 nations that a unified, collective, informed citizenry can definitively retake and reclaim the sovereignty of nation states that belong to the people, for the people, by the people, of the people, because we are the people, and the system will work for us.
And this is what the coalition's about, Gary. Vaccine Injury Coalition is not about April. This is about all of us together, collectively coming together as a coalition and saying no to everything and exposing truth. This battle's way too big for us, way too big. And we have truth, the only thing that's going to, you know, penetrate the darkness, and you know, and we just all have to come together. And we have to, you know, stand up for our rights and help to get to the misinformed. That's the biggest thing right now. You know, I feel this urgent thing for us to get to the misinformed people, because once they see the presentation, we lay it all out, you know, little by little, because everybody's so brainwashed to believe these vaccines are the best thing since sliced bread. We all think that they eradicated diseases, and without them, we'd all be dead. Like my husband teaches, it's the cellular terrain. It's your immune system. God made us perfect, fever, vomiting, diarrhea. With these vaccines, we're bypassing those defenses directly into the blood, injecting biological toxins. Instead of realizing our master physician created us. You know, medical doctors, unfortunately, are taught evolution. They're not taught in creation. They don't think anything that nutrition has anything to do with health. My husband is reversing fourth-stage cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. These no-name diseases are labels, he calls them. He's reversing them just by doing a deep cellular cleanse and then kicking in your self-healing doctor like a broken arm or a cut in the finger. The body knows what to do if we leave it alone and not allow man to play God and tamper with it with their, you know, their misinformation. And, you know, we don't have, fear is not in my, Dr. Molden, or my husband's vocabulary. We're not afraid of these pharmaceutical companies. My daughter died for this, but you think I won't if I have to? I am here to put an end to it. We are here to put an end to it. And anyone who wants to jump on board with us can become part of this coalition and help us go public with this message.
Well, amen to that. Let's see. We've got Jim in Rockingham, North Carolina. He wants to ask the doctor. He says he's a man, 63 years old. He's been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis and have peripheral vascular disease. In your work, do you think that the vascular disease could be a side effect of childhood inoculation against childhood diseases like polio?
Excellent question here. Keep in mind that vascular disease has multiple causal mechanisms towards an end product. But the bottom line here, I can say this conclusively, is that we have now definitively demonstrated that across all of these disease states that we are seeing chronic illnesses for which Western medicine doesn't have an idea as to what its true underlying mechanism of injury is. These common mechanisms are impaired blood flow. Unfortunately, there is no tools or technology that we have in Western medicine that allows us to see down to the microscopic level live imaging of blood flow in these end blood vessel territories. They're too tiny. We cannot see them. And when you impair blood flow to the nerves in the peripheral and the legs and arms, you get what we call a peripheral neuropathy. The nerves are not functioning properly. There being lack of blood flow to these areas, it's kind of like a heart attack to the nerves, or a heart attack to the blood vessel walls. As for pulmonary fibrosis, I have to admit that that's an area of disease that I am not completely familiar with. Dr. Tunsky is better familiar with that area. My area of specialty is brain and behavioral and neurological and neurodevelopmental disorders. But I can say that these vaccinations, whether post-polio syndrome develops something called features that look like features that look like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And I can say this standing with my feet firmly on the ground, they can't knock me over. Now, even these nondescript illnesses, which we call post-polio syndrome, 8 to 81 years after congenital exposure to the virus, these syndromes are also due to impaired blood flow down to the joint levels and the muscle levels and the tissue levels and the cartilage levels, because it's the end wispy, hair-like vascular processes that are not getting blood flow through and blood sludge, and these vessel areas turn off. So, yes, these damages to that blood supply can come, or definitively come, from the vaccinations. And some other diseases we call after this, we call it Moya-Moya syndrome. Moya-Moya is a Japanese word that says puffs of smoke, because when we look at the brain with our functional brain imaging, we sometimes see areas of the brain that are trying to lay down a bunch of new blood vessels or capillaries. And the reason why they're doing that is because they're trying to put tubes into areas, roads into areas that are without oxygen. And unfortunately, the doctors label that, which is a healing process in the body, as another disease state. So they basically try to cure the cure, not knowing that what they're curing is actually a healing process in the human body, because they don't know how this is happening. This is impaired blood flow. This is lack of oxygen to tissue. All organ systems as step one towards all these disease labels. I can speak about the peripheral leg and vascular problems. I cannot speak about the pulmonary fibrosis. But hardening of the arteries, which is a cholesterol problem, can also lead to peripheral vascular diseases as well. So there are other triggers to it, but the bottom line is impaired blood flow, critical. Foreign things in the body, very critical. You want to try to prevent putting foreign things in your body as much as you can.
Adam in New York is asking, how do we combat the typical pro-vaccination comment of now there is no polio effectively?
I show in the presentation the actual chart that how the vaccine had nothing to do with it. All these diseases that they vaccinate us for were coming down 90 to 95%, again, because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introductions of vaccines. I was even told by a registered nurse at one of my presentations, she said, April, they show those same charts in medical school, but only from the point where the vaccine was introduced down. So they're misteaching these doctors who we worship. That's why we think vaccines eradicate diseases. Vaccines cause diseases. They're putting live viruses, all these measles outbreaks you're seeing all across the country, pertussis outbreaks, it's coming from the vaccinated children. The research books are on the website, vacinfo.org, under the merchandise link. The top researchers, Dr. Tim O'Shea, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Neil Z. Miller. I mean, there's so many researchers who are proving all this, and we have the most recent information. If you go to the website, you can call us, and we can send you the research to help you educate yourself.
And let me comment briefly on that, because that is a great question, and it's a very important one to answer. And the reason why it's a great question is because it's the wrong question. We should not be asking ourselves, how did vaccinations get rid of polio? Polio is a diagnostic label. Ask the doctors, how did polio cause paralysis? Ask the doctors how smallpox killed. Ask the doctors how Guillain-Barre syndrome causes paralysis, a known side effect of vaccinations, including the last swine flu vaccination series in 1976. They don't know. We've eradicated polio because polio was never causing the disease. Polio is just a trigger, a virulent bug that actually led to this blood sludging problem I'm talking about, and immune hyperstimulation, which caused paralysis, which caused people to be in iron lungs. They could not breathe. Respiration was impaired. Today we call this sudden infant death. Today we see the same thing after Gardasil adversity to vaccinations. Today we see all these individuals have the same neurological damages reflecting core impaired blood flow to the body as polio did in the pre-vaccine era. All we have done is changed a disease state which was emerging from the body's response to a virus rather than from the virus itself, from a forest fire that a few of us had to a chronic brush fire that all of us had. And when you do that, then the CDC will be able to say, well, look, we got rid of polio. They didn't get rid of polio. They got rid of the virus being prevalent in everybody, because unless an individual shows symptoms that doctors can see, that we don't test for a virus, and therefore our statistics make it look like the virus has gone away. It was never the virus causing these diseases, including polio paralysis, the death, the respiratory failure. It was the body's response to that. But since people don't show observable symptoms, the doctors never order the test. And if they don't order the test, the statistics show the bugs have gone away. This is not true. Dr. Vera Schreibner from Australia, she said conclusively, and I agree with her, she's 100% bang on the money because we now proved her to be correct too. We find that we've changed these crazy diseases like polio to all these new labels, and one of which is aseptic meningitis. What the heck does that mean? We don't know. It's inflammation of brain and brain linings from something that's just, we don't know what it is. The bottom line is it was never the bug. So we are playing semantic games with labels that we use to bounce around, and when you say polio, you have, if you can't speak to the cause of how these bugs or foreign things in the body cause disease, then you're just confusing yourself by saying, well, we got rid of, you can get rid of labels. I can turn an apple into an orange and say, congratulations, there's no more oranges. I'll just call them apples today. It's the same thing. And that's how you answer those questions.
We've got, let's see here, let's refresh the page. Wow, so many questions. Go ahead, why don't you throw out that website again, because I'm getting a lot of people asking about that, and if you could repeat it slowly.
The Vaccine Injury Coalition website is VacInfo, V as in Victor, A, C as in Cat, I-N-F-O.org. And then a lot of these questions, too, my husband can answer, drcelltox.com, drcelltox.com, and that's especially for the gentleman that has the issue, the 63-year-old, please call him. He can help you. And then Dr. Molden, he's part of my coalition, our coalition, but he, in Canada, his website is BrainGuardMD, BrainGuardM as in medical, D as in doctor, .com. And like I said, we're all in this together.
The truth is the truth. And, you know, we realize here we want to go help everybody, but for us to start helping people, they need to educate themselves. And we've taken all of the work that we now have before the United States Federal Circuit Courts for vaccine injuries, conclusively proving that these vaccines are causing these damages, and they know we know. However, even in the context of them knowing that and dragging the feet here, because when you come into courts with the glove that basically proves everyone's story, OJ is guilty, then they have no other choice here than to win from the legal side than to try to do everything they can to prevent evidence from ever being heard in court. So that evidence now in a six-hour DVD series that's out there for everybody to see, if you go look it and see it, don't take my word for it. Don't take any doctor's word for it. We're not the experts. You are. You all have the God-given, common-sense, rational ability to think through things, and if you can see for yourself, understand yourself, come to your own conclusions, and nobody from either side, those who say these are unsafe and those who say they're safe, can convince you otherwise. Because when the truth is right there for your own understanding and eyes to see, then you come to your own conclusions, and no one's going to tell you any differently, because that is a firm, self-experienced, determined, commonsensical understanding that now belongs to the individual. So we created information for you. It's there. And you make your own determination, and that's all you have to do. It's 6 hours of your life, but 6 hours of your life can save you a lifetime of pain and suffering from lack of knowledge and simply giving up your right to self-determination to individuals who do not have your best interests at heart.
And everyone listening, we've only got, you know, 4 minutes and 30 seconds left, but I want to just remind everybody out there listening, go to republicmagazine.com /webinar, and you will see the cover of the health issue. You need to go there right now. You need to stop what you're doing. You need to click on that cover of that magazine, and you need to go and buy 25 magazines right now. That is what you need to do, because we need your support. This message needs to get out there, and we have to be relentless in our efforts to push it into the people's, into the realm of the public, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whether it's doctor's offices, dentist offices. You know, there's so much information in that issue that the people need to see it, because the health of the nation is at stake. And if we do not have a healthy populace, we cannot have a peaceful revolution. George, if you're there, if you're available, if you want to pick up some of these extra questions, we're coming into the last 3 minutes of this hour. I know that the doctor and April said they could stay on for a little bit longer. I'm not sure if you're able to. I know you got a lot of work over there, too, and I've got to pick up on some other things here. What do you say, George?
Actually, I'm going to make a little bit of an announcement here real quick, too. The Health and Freedom Conference that we did from Freedom Law School out, I think it was in late March, around that time. We just finished the video editing, and I've got to run out to the post office to get those out to the DVD duplication houses. So you're going to be getting some information about that Health and Freedom Conference, where we had some amazing speakers. David Getoff was one of those. I was floored by his presentation, and so many other people talking about vaccines and soy and things that you really need to know. It wasn't just about patriotism and stuff. It was also a lot about health and how it relates to the fact that, like you were just saying, Gary, that we can't fight a war that we can't win if we're not healthy individuals. But I have to run out there before they close the post office on the East Coast, which is in a very short period of time. So I won't be able to take any more calls, but I do think that the presenters today should give definitely their website addresses again and how people can get more information about these different subjects. And, of course, like you did mention, too, that they can go to the website and get the magazines in general. But I'm going to have to cut out of here, so I'll let you go ahead and wrap that up then, Gary.
Okay, George, thanks for everything you're doing over there with the magazine and everything. We can't do it without you. I just want to say thanks for that. April and the doctor, if you could please spit out those websites again and tell people where they can continue their education on these topics. Like, I'm looking at the list here. I've got 75 questions in front of me. There's hundreds and hundreds of people online right now. Why don't you go ahead and, like I said,
wonderful. Let me say one thing as well. We recognize that the entire public media has been usurped by these same individuals who have not the very nicest intents for our outcomes and where we go in the future here. And resources like yourselves, your Republic magazine, and even these webinars, people have to realize they have to support themselves. And these are our only vehicles out there for truth. You will not find me on CNN. I should be the front page plastered all news because this is conclusively shown. So we have to support individuals and groups like yourself because we have to support our means to get truth out there and empower our fellow citizens because we are at war. They are playing for keeps. And this is not just about our health. It's about our wealth, our sovereignty, and our future, and the future of the children that fall behind us. And what we do not do at this point in history is going to have remarkable repercussions for centuries to come.
And our website, Gary, vacinfo.org, vacinfo.org. Under the lecture link, you'll see all of our upcoming presentations and a description of how you can help by scheduling a presentation and promoting and getting an audience in front of us. And then Dr. Molden's, you can also get the merchandise link, all the different research books and everything to continue your education and to be armed so you can defend yourself. And then Dr. Molden's website is brainguardmd.com. But, of course, he's a major piece of the coalition, as you are. And my husband's website, drceltox.com, drceltox.com. And we're going to be doing our first Trinity presentation June 13th in Colorado Springs. We've already booked a couple more that's on the website where, you know, Dr. Molden and I will expose everything with the vaccines, all the research and facts, and then Gary, my husband, will show the solutions. There's answers, so we don't want this to be a negative message. This is a positive message. You guys are on here wanting to know truth, and you're being led in the right direction. So don't think this is negative. Take it as a positive.
And one other thing as well, because I realize this is a social political problem. The political party in Canada, you'll see that we deal with all the issues that Ron Paul dealt with in your country. The same forces taking out Canada is taking out the United States as well. And if people want to see the issues, we made it a pretty interactive website. It's called CanadianActionParty.ca. Please go there and you'll see we're all fighting the same battle, and although we're different countries, we are citizens and human beings. We'll unite together across borders and save our nations and march forward against this war, because it is a war against us and we are going to win.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you guys for coming on. Just the wealth of information here is so important. People need to get it out there, and you can do that. Go to republicmagazine.com/webinar. The rebroadcast of this show will be on a loop, and there will be a download link for you to get this in MP3 format for your website, for your friends. So just spread this word, spread the message, because health freedom is vital to the success of a peaceful revolution that we are in the midst of and that we are all players in. So once again, I just want to say thank you so much to April and to Dr. forgive me again, I forgot your name.
Dr. Molden.
Molden, excuse me. And, and then we'll talk again. We'll get an update in the future. And everyone out there, stay informed. Keep up. Remember, I'm not here to make you a follower. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. Have a great night, everybody.
Bye-bye. God bless.